My name is Fiso Mbuto. I'll be taking you through some of the highlights from our Redefined Company Update report. So just on the summary side of things, we had a buy recommendation in the last report, which would have been about 2 or so months ago. And the share has gone up about 26% since then. So what that really has done is put a bit of pressure on where we expect the upside to go, but we're still very optimistic about redefining the sector as a whole. So we haven't made much changes, if any, in the report and in the call. So maintain our buy recommendation with an IV of 4 and 60 and an upside of 3% at the time the report was released, which was last week. The shares also ran, I think, just under 7% since then. So that upside now is more closer to 12-3%. But we maintain the view again because we expect that there should be further outperformance driven by a continued yield level depression. So you would have seen in the last 2 or so months, yield levels have fallen by more than 100 basis points. I'm going to expect them to fall even more. If you look at where they were around October or so, when the property run started to fall, they've sort of taken a bit of a nosedive. And we really expect them to depress a bit more, given that you'll see in a chart or two that the SARB, the inflation rates are well within the SARB's target range of 3-6%. We're expecting interest rate cuts, so the yield level depression expected to go a little bit more, but closer to that 9.5 mark, which would be about a 10-year average for that. So what that does is it makes us really expect the share price to go as high as 520, as in our bull case. I think right now it's at 4.79 since I checked in the morning. Again, still optimistic on redefining the sector, but we haven't made any real changes on our view and IV because there hasn't been any material information since the last report in the span of about just under 3 months, 2 or so months. And then the things that would change our minds also have not changed. It's primarily just two. It's the first being a deterioration in property fundamentals. So you want to take a look at vacancies and reversions. We want to see how much of the space is being occupied, and if there is sort of renewals of leases, are they being renewed upwards or downwards? Which speaks a little bit to demand for the spaces. And then the last one would be an outlook change to government bonds increasing as opposed to decreasing.